You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Maybe I should explain a little. In the Old Testament, we observe the Sabbath.
在使徒行传，当我们进入新约的时候，特别他们纪念耶稣基督从死里复活，所以把那个守的日子从最后一天改到七日的第一日。But
when we enter into the new covenant in the book of Acts, we see that they've changed the day to a new day.
我们旧约改称为这个律法时代。And
then we say the Old Testament is an age of law.
我们的新约改称为恩典时代。
But in the New Testament, it is an age of grace.
这两个时代的精神，从这个守日子，我们看见它有很大的不同。And
just from seeing which day it was to observe worship, we see the difference.
律法时代的精神是这样。The
age of law.
前面六天，尽心尽力尽本分地做你该做的事。For
the first 6 days, you should commit yourself to doing what you should do.
到了最后一天，你来到上帝的面前，得到安息。
But on the last day, you come before God and you rest.
那个安息变成有条件性的，因为那安息是成为一种报赏。It
became a condition. It is a reward.
在恩典时代不一样。But
in the age of grace,
我们先到神的面前安息。We
first come to God and receive our rest.
然后投入一个礼拜的工作。Then
we throw ourselves into the week's work.
当我们这样看的时候。
When we look at it this way,
我们就发现安息本身不是无所事事。
So we see that there is a deep meaning in the sense of rest.
请大家注意第17节。
Let us look at verse 17.
在后面他说，因为六日之内耶和华造天地万物。
In the latter part it says, the Lord created the heaven and the earth in the 6 days.
第七日我们的神便安息，下面加了两个字叫舒畅。
On the 7th day, he abstained from work and rested. In the Chinese version, it added 2 more words and be refreshed.
有一本英文翻译的圣经在这一句话把它翻成说 He refreshed himself. 他使自己能够 refresh.
In another version, it mentioned how God refreshed himself on the 7th day.
后来我就去查字典。
I went to the dictionary.
到底 refresh 我们的中文字典是怎么样把它翻译成中文？
How did the Chinese version interpret this word as refresh?
我找到一本很普通的这个英汉字典。I
found a very simple English Chinese dictionary.
它上面有好几个 refresh 的中文的翻译。
Has different translations for the word refresh.
一个是再使生气蓬勃的意思。
There's one that says to give you a new life.
或者恢复精力。
Or getting new strength.
或者说使精神能够振作起来。
Or get a shot in your spirits.
后来我注意到那个字典里面还有一个翻译很有意思，一个解释。
But then I find another translation.
充电。
Recharge.
Refresh. 很简单，有充电的意思。
In other words, the word refresh can also mean recharge.
所以换句话，从这一个字的本身。
So from this word itself.
安息本身不是一个目的。
The rest itself is not an end.
安息带给我们新的一条路，或者新的一些工作的，在放在我们前面。
The rest gives us strength to begin a new work.
充电为的是能够接下去，能够继续的在工作下去。
We want to be recharged so we can continue with our work.
所以我们今天来到上帝的面前。So
today as we come before God,
我们安息也要有舒畅。Yes,
we want to rest, but we also want to be refreshed.
我们来到上帝的面前重新得力。We
want to receive strength anew from God.
以赛亚书40章里面有一句话告诉我们。In
Isaiah, we see this passage.
他说那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Those that wait on the Lord will gain their strength.
接下来以赛亚说，以赛亚告诉我们说，他们要如老鹰一样展翅上腾。
And then it mentioned how they will fly like the eagles.
然后说奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
So that you will not be tired.
我们等候耶和华，主要是让我们继续能够奔跑，能够行走前面的道路。
And so we wait upon the Lord so that we can continue with our path.
当我们想到第三点的时候。
And then I thought of the third point.
当我们提到工作与安息截然有明显的分界的时候
，When we say there's a distinguishing point between work and rest，
我仔细看这一段的圣经。
I looked into this passage.
我去仔细思想圣经里面关于整个安息所给我们带来的一些提醒的时候
，And then I thought about the revelation on rest from the whole Bible.
安息是不是什么事情都不做？
Rest does not mean we do not do anything.
如果安息是什么事情都不做的话
，If resting means not doing anything，
到了礼拜天
，Then on Sunday，
弟兄姊妹来做礼拜
，As we come to church，
有大多数的人安息
，Then the majority may be resting。
我们这些少数的人就要做工
，But a minority of us are working。
我们的做工是你们能够安息
，It is our work that gives youThe rest.
所以很多时候，有许多的牧师礼拜天讲完道了以后
，So I think about how so many preachers on Sunday after the sermon
到下午到晚上的时候疲倦的不得了
，And at night they became so tired.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为早上他做工了一个上午
，Because they have worked all day.
他不只是在国语崇拜讲，在英语崇拜也要讲
，Preached in the English worship and then the Chinese worship.
他不只是在 Lowell 讲完，还要赶到母堂来讲
，Preached in Lowell and preached in Woburn.
那么难道？大家可以安息，神的仆人就不能安息吗
？Then if we say everybody is resting, then why is it that the servant of God do not get to rest?
但是圣经说你们要守安息日。
But the Bible teaches clearly that you have to observe the Sabbath.
那么那个安息呢，是指说每一个神的儿女说的。
And this points to all the children of God.
如果牧师要礼拜天太忙，礼拜一要用一个安息日。新的安息日来弥补大家的安息日，那就不叫真正圣经里面说大家一起守的那个安息日。
Then I feel that when we say, well, the pastor can take Monday off, then I feel that this kind of concept of rest is not the biblical sense.
我发现到一件事情
，and I discover one thing.
很多时候我们把圣经里面许多的事情容易把它两极化
，that so often it's easy for us to polarize the biblical viewpoint.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
常常听见弟兄姊妹说
，So often I hear brothers and sisters say,
哎，我做了很久马大，我要开始做玛利亚。
Oh, I've been Martha for so long. I want to be like Mary.
哦，我们非常谢谢诗班过去的几个月的献诗。
We thank the choir for giving us the musical offering.
他们做了几个月的马大，从下个月开始他们就要做玛利亚。
They have been martyrs for so many months. Now they can be like Mary.
因为他们要休息一段时间。
Because now they can rest.
是不是我们常常就这样的把马大和玛利亚把它两极化
？Isn't it so that so often it's easy for us to polarize ourselves into Martha and Mary？
这个礼拜当我深入思想这个安息的意思的时候
，But when I dwell into the meaning of the Sabbath，
弟兄姊妹原谅我，我第一个想到真的是我自己。
The first person I thought about is myself。
我越准备，我越觉得我是一个礼拜天不能安息的人。
When I prepare this message, I found that I am not a person who's been resting on the Sabbath.
问题在哪里
？And what is the problem?
问题是在于我们今天实在可以外面做马大，而里面做玛利亚。
The secret is that outwardly we may be like Martha, but inwardly we are like Mary.
如果我们能够学习在侍奉的里面有安息的话，这是一个侍奉主的人一个很大的突破。
It will be a great breakthrough for most of us if we can rest in our service.
这个礼拜我一直在思想这个题目
，and I've been meditating on this topic.
说我准备讲道，不如说我重新检讨整理我自己侍奉的态度。
When I say I'm preparing for this message, perhaps it's more apt to describe what happened this week as a re-examination on my own service.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹。很多神的仆人说，我觉得非常的疲倦，我非常的累。
Sometimes I hear brothers and sisters or even preachers say I'm very tired.
让我们在神的面前从这段圣经再一次思想到我们怎么样能够在侍奉甚至在工作的里面寻找到安息。
Now let's learn from this passage how we can obtain our rest even as we work.
我们的神第七日他就安息，他就舒畅。
Our Lord rested on the sixth day and refreshed himself.
以后怎么样圣经没有说。
The Bible did not continue on with what happened afterwards.
一直到约翰福音第五章。
Until John chapter 5.
当耶稣基督在地上在安息日医治了一个三十八年的病人的时候。
When Jesus healed a person who has been paralyzed for 38 years on the Sabbath.
跟当时的这些宗教领袖对安息日的看法有冲突的时候。
And he got into an argument with the religious leaders on the meaning of the Sabbath.
因为当时的宗教领袖认为安息日应该什么事情都不做。
Because during those days, the religious leaders felt that you shouldn't do anything on Sabbath.
耶稣竟然在安息日让一个病人得医治。
And yet Jesus healed someone on the Sabbath.
对犹太人来讲，这是个大逆不道的事情。
So they felt that he has desecrated the Sabbath.
我们就看见开始耶稣跟宗教的领袖有一段的对话，或者是有一段的争论。
And then we see Jesus arguing with those people.
在那段圣经里面，耶稣特别说了一句话，他说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
There Jesus said, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working."
这里不是说神安息了吗？
And then we felt.Well, didn't this say God rested?
但是耶稣说，我父一直做事到今天。
Yet Jesus said, "My Father is always at His work."
所以我们就看见做工和安息之间有一个很明显的关系。
So we see this relationship between rest and work.
这个礼拜，我个人很注意这个世界四个很大的新闻。
I've been paying much attention to four big news items.
第一个是伊朗的大地震。
The earthquake in Iran.
每一次看到世界上有这些悲剧的事情
Whenever I see tragedies like this,
我常常想我们基督徒应该做什么
I often think to myself, what should we as Christians do in response?
据我们的了解，大概有三万人以上在这一次的地震而丧了生命
According to the news release, over 30,000 people have perished.
第二个新闻
The second.News.
我看到在加州在 San Francisco 有他们第六届的艾滋病的这些病人和医生的大会
There's a world convention on AIDS in San Francisco
我非常注意这件事情的发展
I was paying much attention to how this was developing
我也常常问我自己到底我们这些信主的人对这些事情我们应该有什么立场应该有什么态度
And I often ask myself as Christians how should we respond to this
弟兄姊妹我要很坦白地说
Frankly, I admit to you.
有的时候想这些事情想得很沮丧。
Sometimes I get very depressed when I think about these things.
因为我想到一个地步，我实在不知道我能够做什么，我该做什么。
Because I do not know what I could do or what I should do.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们一同朝这个方面来思想。
But let us continue in this direction.
我个人在神的面前，我有一个心愿，我希望真是能够让一步一步有神的带领，让我们的侍奉真的能够合乎神的心意。
Personally, it is my wish that we will be guided by God so that our service will indeed please Him.
我们太多注意那一小袋的木屑，我们忘记了那个手推车。
Perhaps we pay so much attention to that little bag of scrapings that we forgot the cart.
我们真的看见很多基督徒礼拜天来到神的面前，我们真是一种现实的逃避而已。
Perhaps for many Christians, coming to church on Sunday is just a means of escape.
这些刚才我提到的事情，我们盼望以后。在讲台上，在团契分组上面，我们都有机会讨论到这些事情。
This is my wish that we can develop this kind of worldview in the future in different forms.
第三件事情，我个人很注意的就是在意大利的三年一度的世界杯足球大赛。
The third news item that I pay a lot of attention to is the World Soccer competition in Italy.
那第四件事情，我相信大家都知道。就是 Nelson Mandela 到美国来访问的这件事情。
And the fourth news item is concerning Nelson Mandela's visit to the United States.
有一次我记得我两个儿子很少他们两个人同时为一件事情站在一条阵线上来问我。
I remember on a very rare occasion, both of my sons united and asked me on one topic.
他们问我南非，他说爸爸，你对南非种族这个歧视，或者是就是你对这个看法怎么样？
They asked me, Father, what do you think about South Africa's apartheid?
我花了一些时间去收集一些资料。
I had to spend some time to collect some information.
当我发现在南非州有一些基督徒的神学家。
And then I discovered in South Africa they are actually theologians.
他们根据圣经强调白种人的优越，我心里面非常非常的难过。
They could actually justify the superiority of the white race from the Bible. I got very distressed.
弟兄姊妹，他们是根据圣经。
They based their finding from the Bible.
引经据典的提到这个他们能够 justify 他们在那个国家里面对种族歧视的这样的一个做法。
They use the Bible to justify their practice.
我承认我对这方面的研究不是还很深入。
Perhaps I haven't dwelled into this too deeply.
但是这几天在看电视的时候
，But as I watched the television in these past few days,
Mandela 给我两个很深刻的印象。
Mandela gave me two deep impressions.
第一个，我发现一个71岁的人还可以做大事。
First, I discovered that a person who's 71 years old can still do great things.
所以对我来讲是一个很大的鼓励和安慰。
So to me, this is a great encouragement.
第二件事情
，Secondly,
我非常注意他在电视里面的一些态度。
I pay special attention on how he appears on television.
我发现他是一个很懂得怎么样以静制动的一个人，用安静来对付动的一个人。
I felt that he has mastered how he can use rest to respond to action.
或者他是一个很懂得用静和动的交替运用的艺术的一个人。
Perhaps he has mastered the art of silence, resting versus movement and action.
弟兄姊妹，我到底在这里讲什么？
What am I trying to say?
当我们在侍奉，在动的时候，
As we are serving God when we are moving,
我们不能够忽略里面那个静的力量。
We cannot overlook the power that comes from being silent.
我们每一次来到主的面前，
Every time when we come before God,
不管是打开圣经灵修也好，
Or whether it's opening the Bible for spiritual devotion,
不管我们像现在坐在这里做礼拜也好
，or whether we are here worshiping God,
我们是不是能够从静的里面得着我们待会儿离开这里动的那样的一个力量
？Can we obtain power from these moments of rest so that we can move later?
主耶稣说：“我父做事直到如今。”
Our Lord Jesus says, "My Father has been working to this day."
盼望我们在主的面前，因着对安息的认识，让我们有新的一个侍奉的一个态度。
Let us develop this new sense of service from this passage.
Gordon MacDonald, 以前 Grace Chapel 的牧师说过一句话。
Gordon MacDonald, who used to be the pastor of Grace Chapel, has once said,
他说 "We are a tired generation. 我们是一个非常疲倦的一代。
He mentioned how we are a tired generation.
我们每一个人心里面的弦好像都绷得很紧。
Seemingly, we have been stretched to the limit.
这个礼拜我没有机会看2020 ABC 台的那个节目。
This week, I did not have the opportunity to watch 2020.
不过我看了一点那个这个礼拜2020的这个预告或者那个宣传。
But I saw some previews during other times.
我不知道有多少人看到，不过这个礼拜提到日本人。
They spoke about Japan.
不可否认的，这些年来我们看见日本经济的发达。
Yes, we see how economically the Japanese have prospered.
50年前他们想要用军事。来统治全世界。
50 years ago, they wanted to conquer the world through military means.
现在他们用经济来统治全世界。
Perhaps we can say they have conquered the world economically.
但是我在电视里面看见宣传这一个礼拜的2020的节目，短短的一个宣传的时候。
But when I saw those little clippings about 2020,
我心里面得到一些提醒。
I suddenly got this reminder.
因为他在那里提到说日本人这样没日没夜的在苦干，总有一天这个弦崩到一个地步要崩断。
It mentioned how they have been stretched to this limit that one day they will break.
上个礼拜刘青青弟兄在这里。
Last week, Brother Qing Lao was here.
他告诉我他决定回到哈佛大学去念医科。
He shared with me how he decided to go back to Harvard Medical School.
我说我最近看到一个资料。
And I shared with him how I read this statistic.
每一个要读医科的人。
Those who want to go to medical school.
都曾经有一段相当长的时间，每一个礼拜120个钟头在那边读书，读书，读书。
Prepare for themselves every week and spend on the average 120 hours studying.
我说青青，我要为你祷告。
And I said, Brother Qing, I have to pray for you.
他告诉我一件事。
And then he shared with me.
他说现在医学院也在重新检讨这件事情。
Even the medical schools today are re-evaluating their policies.
在一个人忙碌到绷得那么紧的一个时代里面。
When these people are so stressed,
长远的这样下去是不是智慧？
In the long run, this is not a wise course.
当一讲到智慧的时候，
And when we talk about wisdom,
我就想到上帝的智慧。
I thought about the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，当我这样分享的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as I share thus,
我希望弟兄姊妹重新对礼拜天来到神的面前敬拜神有一个新的一个看法。
I would like you to reevaluate your attitude towards coming to church on Sunday.
暑假是一个休假的时候。
We often say summer is a time for vacation.
我们到处安排度假的活动。
We are all planning our holidays and vacations.
我也盼望我们在主的面前能够有一个正确的，从圣经里面来看一个度假的一个态度。
We want to develop a biblical sense of rest and vacation.
下个礼拜其实是这个礼拜五开始，我们教会有一年一度的夏令会。
Starting this coming Friday, we will start our annual family retreat.
我们盼望教会能够有那么一次的机会，一起在主的面前能够享受安息，也能够在安息里面真正有一些学习。
It is an opportunity for the entire church to go away and rest and learn together.
让我们学习真的怎么样在安息的里面能够重新得力。
Let us learn to refresh ourselves through rest.
昨天晚上我在安静祷告思想的时候，
When I was praying before God yesterday,
我求主给我一个新的主日侍奉神的心态。
I asked God to give me a new heart for serving Him on Sundays.
让我在礼拜天虽然外面看起来好像比较忙比较多的工作。
So that outwardly speaking, although I seem to be engaged in more activities on Sunday,
让我们一同学习，我们还是来到神的面前，可以享受那一份主内的安息。
Yet inwardly, we can all enjoy the rest that we can obtain from God.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited.And we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.